Let's bring on our guest analyst. He's back fresh from his trip around the world. I think he was in Bora Bora. He's that type of guy. Craig Milanos with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on.
You're right. I was in Bora Bora. You should check out this sunburn I'm sporting, Scott. But listen, I'm not some fruity guy. I was married for 25 years. We had to go out and celebrate.
Yeah, well, well done to you because you just put the bar up pretty high. What are you going to do for 30 and 35? You know, so I'm always thinking.
Hey, you want to know where we're going for 30 and 35? We're going to a great place. I'm probably going to Branson, Missouri, or we're going to the Wisconsin Dells.
There
I
you
love them both.
Right.
Hey,
right.
But let's talk about this. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm just hoping I don't need a Halloween costume for October because, good heavens, September lived up to its expectation, didn't it? September has not been a good month for a long time. But I got to think maybe the seasonality, you teased it at the opening, we're whistling past the graveyard, all is good. We could talk about the deflationary pressures that, you know, Scott Santelli just mentioned, or the good news I got from the ECPI coming in at 4.3 versus 4.6. But maybe it's as simple as seasonality. We might shut down the government. We all know what's happening. But October's been pretty good the last 5 years, and it's been a strong month, the third strongest month in the last 10 years. Hopefully it'll be a repeat one more time.
So let's see, what is it? Month over month, PCE came in at 0.4%, right? And you had the year over year came in at 3.5.
Yes, I think that's what just got released here.
Yeah, yep. You're right. Yeah, and the, yeah, okay. And the core, which is, they rip out something for core, but was previously 4.3, we're expecting 3.9, we got 3.9. So nothing here to get us too excited, except for the core month over month was slightly better.
Well, yes, but again, on the other side of the pond, at least it's confirmation that the deflationary pressures are still rolling in. I think that's good. I was happy with EU flash data that got released overnight. I thought that was a good sign. 4.6 coming down to 4.3. You know, that's how we measure CPI on the other side of the pond, where you've certainly spent some time to know how it works. I think that's good news. So we'll have to see where we go from here. I just don't want to see Treasury yields get any higher, because if you go above where we're at that 5 handle, it's going to be too competitive for stocks.
I think it's going to be over 5. I do. I think.
Someone call a mortgage broker and tell them we got to get into a new business like making donuts.
Maybe you need to go back to Bora Bora, but I think it's going to go over 5. I mean, the whisper number that is going around my experts, if I have a few of them, but is around 5.16 is really what I'm hearing. And there's any number of reasons why, doing the work the Fed won't do. A few folks out there that definitely think it's going to be over 5, but that Kashkari saying, I mean, this proves that they don't know what they're doing. Kashkari came out Tuesday saying that he thinks there's a 40 to 50% chance of much higher rates. And then on Wednesday, he came out and said, well, with the UAW and the impending shutdown, I don't think we should be touching rates. So if you've got somebody like that talking on both ends of his body, not his mouth, but both sides of his body, that proves to me that it's still pretty much up in the air. Craig, I'll say this. The biggest data point for me this week was when they revised GDP, and they revised it lower. But in there, they revised the consumer. They took the consumer down by 50%. The consumer, they slaughtered. They were looking for a rise of like 1.7. It came in at 0.08 or 0.8. And I just think that the consumer is such a big deal here, and the consumer is on fumes. More reports out saying they didn't have as much in savings. There was a big revision. They do a big quarterly revision or whatever it is. But I just feel as though that the firepower is not going to be there. And I think wage pressures with UAW, they're going to get some concessions. UPS already did. American Airlines already did. The West Coast dock workers already did. And wage pressures higher. That 10-year yield higher. The U.S. dollar is still 105.5, 106-ish, depending on wherever that 10-year yield does land. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should be buying stocks after saying all those bad things. I don't know. I mean, you're the expert when it comes to the equity markets.
I kind of think you should. Well, you just told me where I'm going for my next trip with the dollar up at 105. I should be going to Italy like everybody else. So thanks for the reminder. It must be on sale.
Right.
But, you know, I think coming into the end of the year, we're in a decent spot in this sense. It's going to continue to be all about the data. I don't think it's going to be about the headlines, the junk. It's not about the debates. It's about the data. And the only way I see stocks really getting under heavy pressure from here is we see slowing growth, like demonstrably slowing growth. Or we get a rebound in inflation. And just a couple of minutes ago, it was proof again that we didn't get that rebound in inflation. So if you were to ask me, are we stuck between 4,000 and 4,500? We are. But I got a feeling going into the end of the year, as long as that yield on government paper doesn't get much higher, I think you'll see 4,500 before we close. And it is all about the T-bill. It's all about the yields. I had someone telling me last week, no, gold is competitive for stocks. It's not gold that's competitive for stocks. It's yield. So we'll have to see where we go. But I bring something up that's just not getting talked about enough. You know, we had that debt downgrade in August. You always talk about it. You talked about it on your show and all of your media platforms. And I'm sitting here watching what's going on with McCarthy and the rest of the guys, and I'm just reminded we shouldn't have swept that debt downgrade under the rug like we did, because it's coming at a worse time than it was in 2011. Because I don't remember fighting inflation here. These are the types of things that put you into a debt spiral. And that is a question I'd like to see all the candidates start asking. And if absent in the polling, we need to re-resurrect that and bring it to the forefront.
Yeah, and I'll end on this, is that, you know, the reason why we had that worry was because those regional banks started to wobble, because regional banks were taking all those new deposits and buying treasuries with them. Well, that problem hasn't gone away. And you know that because the window that they opened up for those regional banks to tap into some government cash to shore up their balance sheets, month over month, we're setting new record highs in the amount of money that they're taking out. That's not
good. Yeah, the bank. The BTFP, the Bank Term Funding Program, is absolutely, I mean, in the apps. Now, I mean, I think we nationalized the banks when we did that, but that's, you know, talk over dinner.
You're absolutely right, but, yes.
We totally did. We do a whole show just on that. No, I mean, listen, I mean, I think everyone should just control what you can control going to the end of the year. Take an honest and sincere look at where you're at, be sincere, especially if you are retired or on the cusp of retirement. Just remember, it's not about getting retired, it's about staying retired.
Yes.
So expect the unexpected, preparedness and flexibility, and we'll get through it. But don't get caught just owning the S&P, because I'm a little worried, too, that at some point in time, if the winds prevail and blow, I'm not predicting we're going to have another lost decade. But again, you might just want to start going global and getting into some other assets. And that's my parting wisdom on a Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, rather.
And when it comes to retirement, we don't want to see any 98-year-old scooping ice cream at Baskin-Robbins. That's what we don't want to see. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for being on. Craig Milanos, Wealth Management Group out of Chicago. Thanks. Great having you back, Craig. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more with Jack Scoble after this.